Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 12/30/2022. And I'll tell you what, while Biden is playing in St. Croix, playing golf, I wonder if he knows where he's at. But anyway, he's able to hit the ball, apparently, onto the green. But while he's doing that, you got Xi and Putin swearing allegiance to each other and then the good buddies and all that kind of stuff. They already have been, but what they're doing is they're firming it up. And that tells me that they're getting ready to coordinate Taiwan attacks, major attacks on Ukraine. And if the United States jumps in, they will come at our troops that are over there in Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, etc. A lot of Brits in Romania and different things, some Americans too. And then also U.S. are in Ukraine. You got also spooky dukes and special ops are popping stuff over in Russia. So at the same time, you got Spetsnaz in the United States. So you see Lucifer at the top of this thing and Obama lizard, the Obama, you know, Joker tut. When he hired the Russian Spetsnaz and put him on the ultra black payroll, he knew what he was doing. Now there's also a lot of red Chinese, whole lot of, you know, Bruce, not Bruce Lee, but, you know, Jet Li. you got a whole lot of Jet Li Chinese restaurants in the United States, in Canada. So we're getting ready, I think, still to possibly go to war. Now, how do I also see that is I see that now Netanyahu is back in power in Israel, all right, with a stronger government. But they're also, some of his coalition are now calling for strikes on Iran, preemptive strikes. And I remember going back when I first came on the air, when Brother Quayle put me on the air, and I used to yell back then. I don't yell anymore. I used to really yell and bust out the speakers back in those days. But I used to tell the United States government to get their carrier groups out of the Persian Gulf because the Russians had supplied the Iranians with, at least at the very beginning there, up to about 42 nuclear warheads. And the Iranians had already tested. Brother Quayle used to even have the screen printout of it, but that's been lost, as how many computers Quayle and I have lost over the years. They've got blown out and blown up, in the sense. But you lose data, but he used to have that to where the nuclear weapon was tested by Iran in 97. 96 or 97, as I recall. So they already have the bomb, but about 204, 205, Israel really wanted to go and then take them out because they were really starting to do the manufacture of large amounts of nuclear material to put in them. And then the Russians that came in and sold them, the Russians said, we sold them S-300s. They really trained and sold them S-400s, which means they have an ability to command 400 miles around of Iran from the air and then to monitor up to, I think in those days, they can monitor up to 12,000 to 15,000 targets, and within a half an instant, launch on any one of them if any one of them became the threat. So back then, they also had all the super sunburn missiles, which our carrier groups, even with the Aegis, the old Aegis system, could not handle more than three or four things shot at it at one time. Maybe 5 to 7. They could track more, but they could only handle maybe 5 to 7 different missiles coming at them. But the nuclear warheads that the Iranians had. They had the Super Sunburn missiles, of which there was no defense against in those days, okay? And that they could launch those on our carrier groups and take out our carrier groups and dead duck them in there and interdict the oil supply in the Persian Gulf, particularly in the Straits of Hormuz. The Straits of Hormuz, particularly, because it's very narrow. Well, finally, eventually, we got most of our carrier groups and everything out of there. But I recall stating unequivocally back then that Israel was ready to go and the United States stayed their hand. They would have taken out the centrifuges and all the stuff. They would have taken out the whole city of Natanz, you know, the nice, really old, ancient city. They would have taken out all the different stuff that the Iranians had before they took it deep underground. But that didn't happen back then. Now they're looking to do it now. But I'll tell you what, Ezekiel 38, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. For all the Masonic types out there, now you know who Tubal Cain is, okay? And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all that army, horse and horsemen, all of them, clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, that's Iran, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands, that'll be part of Germany, part of France, probably. And the house of Togarma of the North Quarters and all his bands and many people with thee. That'll be Turkey, probably. And be thou prepared and prepare for thyself. Thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them after many days. Thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God. This verse 10, it shall also come to pass. So all of this is going to come to pass. Then he says in verse 10, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. That sounds like to me, like from North Texas all the way to the Canadian border, doesn't it? You know, the wheat land, the cattle lands, all of the stuff, which used to be the Great Plains, you see, and still is the Great Plains, but now is inhabited and has cities and things in it. So I will tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, that is getting ready to come out. That's getting ready to come. Then that's Ezekiel 38. If you read Ezekiel 39, then you're going to see what's going to happen to Gog Magog and to all of the stuff. And all the people are going to be killed. And I'm going to tell you what, there's going to be a lot of people die. I talked to you last night about what Jesus had to say, and then I also mentioned predictions by the Baba Vanga, the blind woman from Bulgaria, who sees a World War III, a nuclear war in this coming year, 23. And also she sees a solar like storm or some kind of a solar, wind or a solar tsunami come and hit. And then just as I was talking about last night, I forgot to finish up the MIMIC, the MIMIC, University of Wisconsin Tropical Moisture, it's like version 2. You got to go to that, and you'll click on it, and it'll say MIMIC. Go to that, and there'll be a place to click on version 2. Click on that one, you'll see different things. You'll see the maps, and then you'll see domains. You can see global 180 degrees. You can see North Atlantic, North America, Alaska, continental U.S., con-U.S., Europe, South America, two views, Australia and that area, the Eastern Pacific and the Western Pacific. You can see all these different places, and then what you can see, because it is designed to show you weather and stuff, and tropical moisture movements and all of these things, but what it also shows, because it will tell you in the fine print that it shows electromagnetic pulses and energy and stuff. And you can see how the Russians have the entire Arctic Circle, which they have a huge base up there now. They have it covered with their white gray energy, and that is their virtual over the pole virtual look to see if anybody's going to shoot missiles at them over the pole to hit Russia. And then they're going to try to take them out with their anti-missile systems and with their very advanced electronic warfare, electromagnetic warfare stuff, weather war, all the things. And you go way back, Russia was ahead of us in that respect. We got back up in there during Ronald Reagan's time and did some things, and we're still pretty good. But most of what we have now that is the top shelf weaponry is held by the corporations. The corporations hold the spacecraft and the next technology and all the stuff. It's paid for, a lot of it, through the taxpayers and through the budgets, the black budgets. But it is in such a way that you can't find out about what's in there. And then who controls it? Well, that just depends on what's going on. Told you years ago about Steve Quayle did too, because he knew him. And then through Steve, I was introduced to the MMV in a sense. And the Mighty Men of Valor, they split with the program. They split from the program, you see. And they were the ones that won the battle against the aliens deep in Dulce in New Mexico that had killed, after a war down there, killed a lot of soldiers, allegedly FBI and different people down below and scientists. And when they fought them, and they were saying that there's power in the blood of Jesus. And they went after these aliens toe-to-toe, and even they lost some people, they won out and calmed that whole deal down under the Dulce. They then split sort of from the program in a sense, because the evil ones, the black magicians did not like the Magi, all right? And so the Magi, the Mighty Men and Women of Valor, they split from the program and took the keys to some of the best stuff and took off. Took off into space. You know, they had various bases and stuff of their own. But then they have been in the faction fight with the black magicians, the black magic people, who also have some of the things. And going way back, you know, in time, you can recall when Brother Quayle read on air a letter from a certain El Dottore about how his child was, children were kidnapped, and about how his son had been killed, but it had to take on his son, took on about 10 or 12 of the jackasses up on the Canadian-North Dakota border up in there somewhere, but they killed him, all right? And I can remember Brother Quayle crying on air, and it's the only time I've ever heard Steve ever cry or do anything on air, and he almost lost it because it was so emotional. But ladies and gentlemen, this faction fight is going to heat up now because the bad guys are in higher and higher and higher numbers, and I believe Lucifer is already on the planet. His fallen angels certainly have been here, and probably some of them never left, others have returned. Greg Evenson told us about a return, and they came to Antarctica. So here we go back to Mimic. The energy, these tendrils of energy, which you'll see them coming way up from Antarctica. You got to look at the screen. You got to look at that screen, and you got to see what's going on with it. And I usually look at the North America because that's our foremost thing. But then I also look at the Global 180, and I look at all the different domains in the period of a week. I look at them all several times to see if I see anything different. But these jagged tendrils of energy come up from Antarctica. And I was talking to you about how they go up into the equator area and that they seem to be trying to speed up the spin of the planet, which has occurred. The speed of Earth's rotation has occurred. That means we had a wobble. That wobble has now changed with extra speed, and that means the trajectory of our planet is different. That means it can be presented differently to what's coming in from what used to be called, this is the one you may want to look up, Ophiuchus, the center of the zodiac up straight up ahead that they no longer talk about it, but it used to be called Ophiuchus. But that is an empty zone which allows vast energy to come down through in and hit the Earth. Well, there's your solar winds, there's your solar stuff. But OPH, Ophiuchus, okay? Now, that's no kidding, but anyway, that's not the main point. The main point is that we're now perhaps more open to an attack from space in terms of a solar wind, a solar storm, that kind of stuff. And then also it will then allow them to utilize other techniques they may have to come here in terms of black holes and that kind of stuff. And if you don't believe in any of that, then you got to read Einstein-Rosen bridges, wormholes, and you got to get up to speed on science. That's one thing that I talk to people. Most people don't have a doggone clue about what the real level of science and the scientific practical science in terms of being able to do stuff and everything. They're still thinking about, you know, nuclear weapons like in 1960 or 59. They're still thinking about, you know, B-52s are tough bombers. The B-2, oh boy, that's stealth. Well, there ain't no stealth anymore, all right? They've never have heard of the TR-3Bs. They never heard of the TR-4s, or they never heard of the Solar Warden giant craft. And there's even bigger stuff now than there was back then, and it can do more than ever. And all that stuff is from 70s, 80s. Of course, based upon ancient technology. I also was told that one of the MMV captured one of the silver discs, okay? One of the old silver discs, and stole it from some of the boys, the alien boys, and he took off in it. And it had all kind of weaponry in it. And I can remember seeing that silver disc in northern Missouri, tracking along a certain roadway up there in northern Missouri that goes east to west, you know? Eventually ends up where Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer live, you know. But it was up in there by Marceline or somewhere. You know, that's where Walt Disney was born. Marceline, Missouri. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I think that we're going to see something big in this coming year. An alien attack, Baba Vanga also talked about. A solar storm kind of a thing. a nuclear war that would then spread, that the toxic clouds would spread into Asia. So now you got Putin and Xi Jinping, an old Xi, and you could talking about, I think what they're talking about, not particularly today, but I think they already made the agreement and the back and forth when Medvedev was sent by Putin to see Xi. Okay. And I think what they were talking about is, when are we going to go? When do you want to go against Taiwan? When do we want to go against this or that? What are the parameters, the rules of engagement? And we were stood up here for a while. We were, you know, our military was on guard. Talk to you about all the stuff off the East Coast, the you know, the Gulf Coast, the West Coast. But now they've sort of stood down. There's still some E6s and stuff that are going around and stuff that's looking. But the enemy hasn't changed up. We've backed off. We backed off because old Beijing, old Red China Joe, has told them to back off. Let them attack us. Let them attack us. Let them come on in. The Red Chinese own the United States debt anyway. So what do you think? The bank owns your car, or your house, your farm, your business, and you're on the problem of slow pay, and you've had to refinance a few times over the years and actually went bankrupt, you know, a couple times in the United States. Did. Well, then, not only do they own all of that, but the reason their Social Security number and all of that is so that they own. The big banks that own, including the Red Chinese and the banks in London, Zurich, and the various places, New York, London, Zurich, Riyadh, Shanghai, Beijing, the banks that own the debt of the United States government also claim your labor, your children's labor, the taxes you pay that then go to pay on the debt that they own, and then they also own, they say, your actual body, and they say your soul, okay? But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus, power in the blood of Jesus, and I will tell you what, if you have not repented of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, well, then you have not taken advantage of the best deal in town. You have not prepared yourself or your family, which you need to tell them about that too, in order to make sure that you either will be with Lord Jesus when he returns in a triumph and a blaze of glory, okay? When his archangels come and throw out, jerk up the tares, take them out of the FBI, take them out of the executive, take them out of the legislative, take them out of the banks, take them out of the covens, take them out of this, that, and the other, and throw them into the fiery furnace. And there'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth on those people. But then the righteous, you will be the righteous. You'll either see them or if in defense against this evil as it comes for you, your family, or comes for your country or your town or your neighbors or whoever you're there standing in the gap against them. If you were to lose your life, then you'll have everlasting life with Lord Jesus in heaven and our Father in heaven. Isn't that what you want, or do you want to go to hell and burn in the fiery furnace forever? Well, I suggest to you, you make that decision, you make it quick, because there may not be time left enough. And I don't know what it is. I'm watching gold, silver, platinum. They've gone up in the last few days. They've gone up in the last week. You see, pop, they pop up when stuff is getting ready to happen, or there's back talk and rumors and all the different stuff. Wars, rumors of wars, you know. And what is the preparation for all of Matthew 24 and Luke 21? It is Matthew 25, the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins. Lord Jesus told you everything you need to know here. Told you everything you need to know. Gold was 18.2010, up $4.70 today. Silver was 23.98, up 11 cents. Platinum up 10.62, and that was up $6. But the other day, it moved $46 in a day. So they're getting ready to release more viruses and more bioweapons to try to kill off. As we've said many times, they would like to reduce the population of planet Earth no more than 500 million. Right? And that's what the British banks, economic henchmen, Thomas Malthus, who they call the father of modern economics, Malthus said that the Earth systems can only handle easily 500 million people on planet Earth. And that's what they want to reduce it to and to keep the thumb on, because when it was that, that was when the banks were probably the most powerful. So you now need to prepare as of Matthew 25 for what's getting ready to come. And people will think you're nuts. Wives will think you're nuts, or husbands. A lot of times the women are preparing, but the husbands think they're crazy. Husband's looking for him. He wants him a new set of clubs, you know, golf clubs. And, well, by golly, I was out there, one of them sporting goods stores, one of them drivers, new drivers, was $500, $450, $500 for a driver. And I don't know if they hit him any farther than my dad did with the old wooden shafted clubs. Or the, you know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. But when they could have $500 worth of canned food in the basement, or long-term storage food, a few buckets of this and buckets of that, the packets, regardless whether it's Mountain House, Wise, Alpenair, whoever you got, you know, or Patriots, whatever it is, okay? And I'll tell you, you can get good food from Bob Griswold. Bob Griswold has great food. There's all kind of people that got good food, but you got to get it from the people that got it on the hoof. And then old Hawk says, you ain't wrong. If you can do only one more thing, you get one more can of Chunky's. With the meat, the vegetables, the gravy, and the whole bit already contained. That's one can is one day's ration for one person. So if you got four in the family, two in the family, five, six, whatever you got in the family, that number is one can of each for every one of those people. That's a ration, because you can split it in half and do it that way. If you got some crackers, or if you got any grain to make some bread, or if you've got, like, some lettuce you're growing in a one of those indoor gardens, or in a hoop house, or in a cold frame over your window outside, or whatever, you know. You can grow it in a cold frame, and you can grow lettuce a long period of time. If you've got an apple tree, or you got this, that, or the other. Or, you know, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to suggest it one more time. Meyer lemon trees. Where you can grow them inside the house. In a window, you can take them outside in the summer and put them out and keep them inside in a window. And I'm going to tell you what, you won't get scurvy, because you're going to have lemons. You're going to have lemons in the wintertime. You're going to be able to cut them in half and eat a lemon and get the vitamin C. They also have orange trees. They're dwarf size. You got dwarf apple trees that you can plant. A couple of years, you'll have apples. In a certain place, you see. So these are the things that can be done. And every time you do one of these things, you're putting a good investment in the potential of yourself and your family in the near future? Can you imagine if you were able to pick some apples and put them into the root cellar, you know? You got the root cellar back, or like my grandma used to call it, the cave, you know? And they had dug down, they had a cave, they had shelves that were made out of dirt shelves, and she'd just put a little cheesecloth up there, or put a board, and she would put her, as she milked the cows and stuff, and she made her cottage cheese, or she had her cream, or she had her milk, she had it down in there in the cave, or the cool area. So she kept them down in there. She'd get her eggs, she kept her eggs down in there. But these are the kind of things, and I'm going slow tonight, aren't I? People are saying, well, when's Hawk going to get fired up? Something's wrong with him. No, I'll tell you what, we're coming to a new year. And Lord Jesus in Matthew 24 says, those that endureth till the end, the same shall be saved. We're trying to get you to endureth till the end. And there's a way to get there, and it's methodical, and you got to keep preparing and preparing, preparing. And focus your energy on that. If you're going to do something, you know, buy some long-term storage food. Go out to, a Bass Pro or one of those Cabela's or one of those places and pick you up some cans of the Mountain House or the packets that are Mountain House that'll go in a backpack. Or go to the grocery store or Costco or whatever, Sam's, and get you. Sam's doesn't have much stuff in it anymore. I would go to the regular line grocery stores if you can. And yes, they're a little more expensive, but they got the product. They got the product, so you can just go in there and buy an extra can, two cans. If you got an extra $5, put it in canned goods. Did some of that today a little bit. Got some more like black beans and different things like that, so you can make like a chili or a soup or whatever. I don't know, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know, but it's just, if it's something that just seems, you can feel it. Remember that song, you know, used to be on the Miami Vice. It was the English drummer, Thompson, you know, whatever his name was, Phil Thompson, whatever was that was name. Can you feel it coming in the air all night, old all home, you know? I can feel it. I can palpably feel something bad coming down the pike. I feel it now like I was feeling it at the beginning of the summer before 9-1-1. I don't know if it's the Russians, the Red Chinese, whatever it's going to be. I think we're going to see a nuke go pop, goes the weasel here. And if that happens, it's going to go in more places. If you did not do it yet, look up Cresson, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Cresson Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, How to Survive Nuclear War. You can go up online. It's a free PDF. You can open the PDF. It's something that'll take you a little while. It'll take you a little while to let it open because this little line zips across the top of the page, okay? But get the one, and it'll pop up like a green cover, which is the cover of the book, basically. And it has a foreword by Dr. Edwin Teller. And I've known several people that knew Teller. I know one guy who Dr. Teller was so impressed with his high school science projects involving Nikola Tesla, that Dr. Teller actually came to the high school science fair to see the young man, and also then came to his high school graduation, I believe, to make sure that he got squared away and got somewhere into the upper levels of the military and of the, let's just say, the intelligence community. But you got to get ready to go. But Crescent Carney's How to Survive Nuclear War is a good first start because it's very practical. It tells you the truth and what's going on and what's happening. All right? You can print it. Get you a big ream or toilet paper because it's going to be 150, 200, 300, whatever pages it is. I think it's 200 pages or so. And print it on out. I know somebody did that recently, and they're very glad that they did. Because now they got a copy, and you see, the internet's going to go bye-bye. All that stuff's going to go bye-bye if you don't have a solar type of a system or a wind power. Want to do something right? Get a combination solar and wind power system. Have you a smaller place, bug-out joint, or, you know, RV cabin, or, you know, RV trailer, you know, or something like that somewhere else, or do it at your own home, and you can't run. No, you can't take a solar system from Home Depot or one of the basic ones, the Recre or one of those. You cannot run the entire household deal on it unless you spend about $20,000, all right, and get enough solar panels. But what you can run is you can run some lights, you can run refrigerators, you can charge a battery pack, a battery, you know, center where you got 2, 3, 4, or 5, you know, RV type or marine type batteries. And you keep them charged, and then you can run like a chainsaw. You can charge up your skill electric chainsaw with the lithium ion batteries. You can recharge the lithium ion batteries for all kind of appliances and tools. That's why I recommend them. I like the old gas power, to be honest with you, but you ain't going to have anybody refining gasoline. So you can't run the whole deal, but you can run part of it. And then you're going to have, for heat, you're going to have some wood of some sort. So if you got a skill, electric chainsaw, lithium-ion battery that you've charged up with a solar charger, that charged a battery bank where you can go back and connect it and recharge it again and keep all that stuff rolling. And if you got a wind, happen to have a wind generator, you had a little extra money to put up wind, man, that'll really wang it out. Let me tell you, that'll really wang out and charge some stuff. But you can do both or one or the other. So you're going to have lights. You're going to be able to run a DVD player and a television, a radio. Oh, man, I'm telling you can watch some movies, and you could also get some really interesting stuff like Brother Quayle's movies and things, you know, the videos and the different stuff, the DVDs. I mean, you could get the new one, and I suggest you do. Order it. If it's out already, they'll get it to you. If not, you'll be in line quickly for it. Lies of Men and God, Genetic Corruption, Destruction of the Human Race. That's his current one that's getting ready to come out. You can also get his private briefings and all of the other things that he's got going for you. All right? His movie, about the mega drought. That right there will tell you all the things you want to know. So you got to get in touch with Brother Steve Quayle, Steve Quayle, QUAYLE.com, or call him at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. And if you get Steve or his son Tyler or Daryl, his real competent store manager there, you tell them Old Hawk sent you, and tell them what you need, and they'll get it to you quick. We can sign up for the private briefings and the different things that Steve has to offer for you. And then there's all the videos and all the different things he's got. There's also Q-Files 2.0, which are the weekly podcasts. So let me say this to you. You can't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. You got to get prepared. You got to get prepared. And the first preparation is to repent of your sins, the Lord Jesus, and to ask him, Lord Jesus, will you come into my heart to be my Savior? And if you're sincere, I'm going to tell you, he'll start to wash you clean. You're going to start to feel it. You're going to feel that when he touches you, you're going to say, oh, man. You're going to feel the plug in. You're going to say, oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Please help me. But then you also, if you're obtaining that from him, you might want to say, Lord Jesus, I'll stand up in the fight. I'll stand up for you. I'll stand against evil on your behalf. Where do you want me to be in the fight, Lord Jesus? What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to stand? And he'll tell you. And you can say, well, Lord, is there a place for my family where I can give them true sanctuary? He'll say, let them stand behind you, perhaps, or take them to the country, to your grandma's house or your Uncle Joe's house, farm. And then you stand there with them or you stand over here. Because it's a coming. It's a coming. And you better be ready. Oh, I tell you, there's power. Power in the blood of Jesus. Yes, sir. Don't you ever forget it, because I'm going to tell you what, Lucy thinks he's all big and bad, but I tell you what, Lucy and his minions come at you, you get your fungu ball bat, you get your metal ball bat, or your good old wooden Louisville slugger, all right? You get you a fighting sword, or a machete, or you got you a firearm or something, you got you a garbage can lid for a shield, and you wade into them. Wade into them, and you tell them there's power in the blood of Jesus. Get thee back, Satan. Get thee back, Lucifer and your minions, or you're going right now to the fiery furnace. Wade into them for a change. Scare the crap out of them for a change. Harry their supply lines. Take their stuff from them. Push them back. And don't even look to see if there's anybody on your side, because what you've got is the power of the blood of Jesus. And that, ladies and gentlemen, will account for much in the fight against any of the enemy. Now, I'll tell you what, if you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, anything is most needed and welcome. Can be a little bit of silver, you know, ounce of silver, silver dimes, silver quarters. A little bit of gold, a check, or it could be Federal Reserve notes, whichever. Federal Reserve notes, a little silver, that's great. Easiest thing in the world. A check, just fine too. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And I've heard from a lot of nice people during the Christmas holidays. I got Christmas cards from a lot of people. God bless you all and thank you. And I haven't been able to be on the computer as much as I once was. I'm about worn out, you know, but I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to stick to it and I'm going to get pumped up here the best I can, because I'll tell you, whatever's coming is getting ready to come and you had better be ready for it. And I'm going to stand against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. I'm going to strike blows against them. And then I'm going to stay up as long as I can and still tell you is what I hear and what I'm seeing and what to do to possibly prepare for what's coming. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. And then if you'd like to assist, and I'll tell you what, there's people in the mountains of Indochina, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Shan states, Myanmar, used to be old Burma. In that area right over there, they got the little villages, and each one has their own language. So anytime you can send a little bit of money to the Nunemaker, Nunemaker Bible Project, or Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, and that's Myerstown with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker Bible Project, or Indochina Bible Project, whichever you prefer. It's going to go to the same place. They're going to buy Bibles and print them in the dialects of the mountain villages and also songbooks. And then over the Christmas holidays, there were some little treats, little candies and little stuff that were provided to the young kids in these new churches that are forming in the mountains. And there's a lot of people I know, Greg Evans and different people, who were knew the Montagnards from fighting in Vietnam. And these little villages, they're starting churches, and it's still basically against the law. The communists do not want any of this to happen. And yet we're still getting to them with donations and stuff through the Nunemakers. They're printing Bibles and songbooks in the dialects, and they're on fire for the Lord Jesus. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Indochina Bible Project, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. And all, ladies and gentlemen, the new year is coming, and I don't know what it's going to hold, but there are possibilities, some dire circumstance. So we don't know the exact time, the exact date when Jesus is coming back, but we do know that we're already, per his words, in Matthew 24, we're in the beginning of sorrows. These are the sorrows that are beginning, and they're starting to get bigger. Starting to get bigger. And January 1, the taxes in the United States, thanks to Red China Joe. Red China Joe, who took $1.45 billion through his son Hunter from the Chinese Communist Party, one of their banks. When they bought him, he raised all the taxes on you, and you don't know it yet. A lot of it's going to be through energy, natural gas, gasoline, the taxes on all the oil, natural gas, and then taxes on stock accounts and 401ks, taxes on mutual funds and different items like that. Going to go out the roof. He's going to steal your money so he can pay the debt to the Red Chinese who we owe the money to. I'm going to tell you what. Put your money while you can into food and water purification. You don't have a Berkey filter? Then that's something worth putting on a credit card, is a Berkey filtration system, like a Black Berkey system. And get a couple extra filters, too, the Black Berkey filters. And then you've got thousands and thousands of gallons of water you're going to purify, all right? It'll take out the viruses, the bad bacteria, the parasites. Take out the chemicals. Up to 99.9% of the chemicals come out with the Black Berkey filters. And then you need something to store the water that you purified in. Get you smaller containers, make them easier to grab and carry, throw in a truck or in your car, or to carry down the road if you got to run by yourself. You can put them in a little red wagon. Another thing to get if you want to carry food and you're on the road and you're on the lam, you know, so to speak, walking, you can get those deer carts at like Bass Pro or Cabela's where you bring back, you're out in the middle of the woods and you got one of them carts with the bicycle wheels that you can put the deer carcass on. You know, you can put the deer that you've killed on. Well, you could also put long-term storage footer, canned goods, water buckets, and, you know, small water barrels or buckets on it, you know, and you can carry that down the road. Those things will carry up to 750, 800 pounds, you know. It's like the Indians would use a travois, you know. Travois is actually the pronunciation, but the two things they put behind the horse, they'd pull it and they'd put straps across and strap the stuff on it, you know, to carry the goods. Well, this is on wheels and you can pull it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I wish I could speak to all of you personally tonight and that kind of stuff, see your faces. But when I look out, I kind of squint my eye. And I know there's a fire up there in the fireplace in the Alleghenies. Or I know there's one in the Upper Peninsula. I know there's one up in Northern California, more than one up in there. I know even down in Tejas, I know that you've got some stuff out on the back patio, you know, where you got a little fire pit now. You got all these kind of items to think about. That when I think and close my eyes and squint, I can see you all out there. And I'm with you, and I'm trying to be with you, and I'm trying to inspire, and I'm trying to tell you about there's power in the blood of Jesus, power in the blood of Jesus, and that you're to stand against evil and to protect your family, protect yourself, your home, your business, your car, whatever it is you got, your preparations that you have at home, your food and your water and your ammunition and your all the different medical supplies you're going to need. Anything that you can do. And another good source to see what you want with lists is Dare to Prepare by Holly Dale or, you know, all kind of good stuff that you can get. I mean, there's different books, you know, and then you can usually find lists of things that you can do. You can go up to standale.com. You can go to Holly's section. And she still has her old list that she put up years ago in that area before she did her Dare to Prepare book. You can go up there and see how much food each person needs, what type of things to save, all the different basics. Then there's lists for medical supplies. There's lists for general tools and general items. But you got to get the list and work on them methodically. Check the things off. Just try to do one or two a week if you can. And if you have trouble doing it, you say, Lord Jesus, can you put me in touch with somebody that I can partner up with, that I can offer something to them in trade, for then they will help to cover me with a little bit of their food and a little bit of their medical supplies. Or I can maybe stand guard for them on their farm or their ranch or down their way on their house down the block, you know. So when you pray to Lord Jesus, you can ask him for something. You go to John 14, he says, anything you ask in my name, his name is Jesus, by the way, anything you ask in my name, he says, I will do it. If I can, I'll do it. Go look at John 14 and read that. If you want to see Jesus, you want him to manifest himself to you, then read John 14 tonight. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I don't know if we see the hypersonic missiles come floating in or if it's going to be an alien-type invasion, which it could be. Baba Vanga, and I'm saying that Baba Vanga said she's about 80% accurate, so take that for what it is. But she said that there could be an alien invasion where millions and millions of people on the planet will die. Okay? And she saw that for this coming year. I pray that it does not happen, but I do not discount it. Because, you see, the alien pine scum and the fallen angels and Lucifer are running that show, you see. You see, these angels, the fallen angels and Lucifer, they participated with our Father in Heaven in the creation. They know how things are done, but they've lost their first estate as angels. So they now have to use technology to travel, you see. Yet they're extremely smart and very powerful. Do not be deceived by them, and they're going to try to deceive you. Signs and wonders. But if you stick with Lord Jesus, he's going to show you the difference. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Repent of your sins to him and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. Best deal in town out there. If you're backslid and you got a lot of faces, you know, there's quite a few of that you do, maybe. You got some faces. Well, then ask the Lord Jesus, repent of your sins, and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Because he loves you. And let me tell you what. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. And do it tonight. If you can, if the Lord will allow you. And I pray you've influenced the space force that they are taking over a lot of the satellite communications in order to be more fluent and to detect what's going on. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. You need to see Lieutenant Tanner. Right. He'll sort you out. Now, Mickey Lapua, Mickey, you're, man, I tell you what, I don't know what I'd rather face you with the 338 from a distance. Maybe you might miss or just wound me, all right? Or to see you up front, hand to hand. I think I'd probably just rather have you take me out from, 1,400 yards rather than to mess with you up front because you're bad either way. So, Mickey, go see General McCormick. Road and Track, Little L. Y'all stick. Learn to fight. Learn to shoot the rifle and hit the target. Learn to do the Muay Thai. Throw in a little jiu-jitsu and learn how to start a fire. But keep your studies up, too, and keep reading your science, your history, your math. Do all your stuff. You got a good mommy and daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Lucifer knife, not a fight. Go out and prepare tonight. Go out and prepare tomorrow and get a little something extra. Cash the pennies in from the jar of the closet. See what you got. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil and grant you superabundance in everything you need. To endure until the end. Good night.